其实我们在翻到马拉基书，就是旧约最后的一卷书。
Let's turn to Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me.And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
第二节，他来的日子谁能当当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
我们的圣经暂时就读这么多。
We will read this much for now.
我们知道这一次我们聚在一起是一同要来看马拉基书。
We know that this time we are gathered together to study the book of Malachi.
所以我们礼拜五跟昨天我们花了两堂的时间，我们大概对马拉基的基础有了一番的认识。
So we spent the last two days speaking of Malachi, so we should have a foundation of Malachi.
这里面最重要的一节圣经就是关于主耶稣来的预言。
So the most important verse here is regarding the Lord's coming.
这里不只预言到主耶稣第一次来，也预言到主耶稣第二次来。
It not only prophesies of his first coming, but also his second coming.
在主耶稣第一次来以前
，And before the Lord came the first time,
以色列人曾经被掳到巴比伦。
The Israelites have been taken captive to Babylon.
七十年之后，他们有一少数的人就回来了。
And 70 years later, a minority came back.
所以马拉基书是针对这一班回到耶路撒冷的人来说的。
So Malachi was written to those who had come back.
以色列总共有十二个支派。
There are 12 tribes of Israel.
十个支派流落到全世界各地去，他们失踪了。
And 10 of the tribes had wandered out into the world and become lost.
然后一百年以后。南方的两个支派也被掳到巴比伦去。
And 100 years later, the southern two tribes were also taken to Babylon.
几百万人仍旧留在巴比伦。
And millions of people remained in Babylon.
少数中的又少数，只有五万人回到耶路撒冷。
Only a minority of a minority, 50,000, came back to Jerusalem.
他们回来有他们的原因。
They had a reason for coming back to Jerusalem.
但马拉基书很明显告诉我们。
But Malachi tells us,
他们回来不知不觉的是为着弥赛亚而回来的。
Without knowing, they came back to Jerusalem to prepare for the Messiah.
如果他们不回来，主耶稣就不可能降生在伯利恒。
If they had not come back, Jesus could not have been born in Bethlehem.
如果他们不回来，主耶稣就不可能忽然进入他的殿。
And if they hadn't come back, then Jesus would not have been able to suddenly enter his temple.
如果他们不回来，没有把圣城跟圣殿重建起来的话
，If they did not come back, then The holy city and the holy temple would not have been built.
主耶稣不可能为我们挂在十字架上。
And Jesus would not have been able to be hung on the cross.
所以虽然他们不知道，但是不知不觉的，他们行在神的旨意中。
So without knowing, they were walking in the will of God.
所以有一段历史是他们被掳归回以后，回到耶路撒冷，一直等到弥赛亚来。
So part of their history includes the time after they returned from Babylon until the Messiah came.
神有两班的子民。
God had two groups of people.
属地的跟属天的。
The earthly and the heavenly.
属地的就是以色列子民。
The earthly are the people of Israel.
以色列人其实就是神属地的子民。
So the Israelites are the people of his, on earth.
在新约，属天的子民乃是教会。
In the New Testament, the heavenly children are the church.
所以这里一面是讲到以色列归回以后的历故事。
So here you see the story of after Israel came back.
所以这一段的时间是从以色列归回到耶路撒冷，一直到弥赛亚来。
And here you see the story from after they came back until the Messiah came.
那因为又讲到主耶稣第二次来。
But it also speaks of Jesus' second coming.
教会当然迎接等候主回来。
The church is supposed to wait for and receive the Lord's return.
所以不知不觉给我们看见神当初属地的子民什么样的故事。等到主耶稣第二次来以前，教会也是同样的故事。
So the story that we see before Jesus came the first time is the same for the church before the Lord comes.
现在我们读教会历史，我们都知道。
And when we read church history, we understand.
教会曾经经过一段黑暗的时期。
The church went through a very dark age.
教会果然是被落到巴比伦去。
And the church had been taken to Babylon.
到了16世纪的时候。
And in the 16th century.
你看见马丁路德、加尔文跟茨惠里。
You see Martin Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli.
他们就把神的教会从巴比伦就带回耶路撒冷。
They brought the church out of Babylon back to Jerusalem. 所以
马拉基的故事乃是教会自从改革以后的故事。
So Malachi is also the story of the church after the Reformation.
那么一直等到主第二次回来。
Until the day of the Lord's second coming.
所以让我们记得。
So please remember.
当我们读四福音的时候。
When we read the Gospels.
我们问说文士跟法利赛从哪里来的。
We ask where the scribes and the Pharisees came from.
他们回来如果是为着弥赛亚来的话。
If they came back for the Messiah.
他们一定站在弥赛亚这一边。
They must stand on the side of the Messiah.
结果我们看见说他们很有学问。
And we see that they are very scholarly.
他们变成匠人。
They became builders.
在建造犹太教这件事情上他们是内行的。
And they were very familiar with how to build up Judaism.
主耶稣是外行的。
Jesus was out of it.
因为主耶稣只知道神的话，不知道那些遗传。
Because Jesus only knew the word of God and not the tradition.
那么什么是犹太教呢？
So what is Judaism?
犹太教外面有殿堂。
So in Judaism, there's the temple.
然后又有祭司在那里忙碌。
There are the priests who are busy in there.
有许多敬拜的人。
There are many people worshiping.
最重要的。
And most importantly,
现在终于有了神学了。
Now they have theology.
不只有圣经。
They don't just have the Bible.
而且有对于圣经的解释。
They have an explanation for the Bible.
这不是神学是什么？
If this is not theology, what is this?
所以我们知道说，到了主耶稣回来以前。
So before the Lord Jesus comes back,
犹太教就形成。
Judaism was formed.
在过去，以色列人和神的关系是活的关系。
Before that, the Israelites had a living relationship with God.
你很难说到那是个宗教。
You couldn't really say that it was a religion.
现在犹太教变成宗教。
But now Judaism became a religion.
所以犹太就变成宗教是从他们回到耶路撒冷以后的故事。
So Judaism became a religion after they came back.
同样的一件事情。自从马丁路德加尔文带我们回到耶路撒冷。
And similarly, after Martin Luther brought us back.
那因为教会受逼迫。
The church was persecuted.
所以加尔文就起来为所有的信仰来辩护。
So Calvin stood up to advocate for the whole faith.
他知道有的人误会真理。
He knew that a lot of people misunderstood the truth.
他是法国人。
He was French.
当马丁路德在1517年在礼拜堂把95个论纲钉在礼拜堂的时候。
When Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses on the church door in 1517.
加尔文才八岁。
Calvin was only 8.
所以后来加尔文他做了律师了。
Later on, Calvin became a lawyer.
他受了很严格律师的训练。
He received very strict training.
所以他觉得他有一个负担。
And he felt he had a burden.
他要告诉那些逼迫他们的人。
He wanted to tell those who persecuted
him. 我们是为着信仰。
That we are here for our faith.
所以他26岁的时候。
When he was 26.
他就写了一本著作叫做基督教原理。
He wrote a book called Institute of the Christian Church,
Religion.
Of the Christian Religion.
所以很清楚的。当时加尔文不需要做学问。
So that time, Calvin wasn't trying to be a scholar.
加尔文没有意思要替神学写教科书的。
He didn't have any reason, he didn't have the intention to write a textbook.
但有一件事我们知道。
But we do know.
这是改革运动以后第一步的系统神学。
This is the first systematic theology
after. 天主教从来没有系统神学的。
After the Reformation, the Catholic Church never had.
因为改革运动，所以后来有反改革运动。
And after the Reformation, there was the counter-reformation.
所以等到看见改革运动有一个神学以后。
So when they saw that the Reformation had a theology.
他们在 Trenton 那个地方，意大利 Trenton 那个地方。
In Trenton, Italy.
他们花了一年两年的功夫。
They spent 1 to 2 years.
最后也有了一部系统的神学。
And the Catholic Church also had their own systematic theology.
所以不要忘记。天主教的系统神学乃是在加尔文的系统神学以后的。
So remember that the Catholic systematic theology came after Calvin's.
所以有一件事我们要明白。
So we must know.
自从改革运动以后。
After the Reformation.
这些人读圣经。
These people read the Bible.
你看改革运动的确把我们带回公开的圣经。
You see that the Reformation brought us back the open Bible.
所以我们就能够看见因信称义。
And we see justification by faith.
我们就能明白福音的光。
We can understand the light of the gospel.
从此我们可以说 evangelical， 我们可以讲福音，保罗的福音，圣经中的福音，很清楚的，是从改革运动也越来越清楚的。
And we can be evangelicals and speak of Paul's gospel ever since the Reformation.
就是越来越清楚。所以你看见慢慢慢慢，大家就知道说，原来今天我们回到圣经。
And as it became clear, people realized that today we return to the Bible.
我们回到耶路撒冷。
We return to Jerusalem.
感谢主，你看见吗？按理来讲，神是把以斯拉也带回来。
So theoretically, God also brought Ezra back.
以斯拉回来，以斯拉是个文士。
Ezra was a scribe.
以斯拉是个圣经学者。
Ezra was a Bible scholar.
但是以斯拉同时也是祭司。
But Ezra was also a priest.
一个有学问的人。
He was very academic.
因为最大的危险
the danger is
就是他远离神，他仍旧可以做学问。
That he can be scholarly but be far from God.
这就是知识上的树。
This is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
如果你离开了神的生命
，If you leave the life of God,
你仍旧可以知道什么是善，什么是恶。
You know what is good, you know what is evil.
你仍旧可以是一个很有学问的人。
You can be very academic.
但是你离开神，不知道有多远。
But you don't know how far you are from God.
请大家记得。
So please remember.
科学、知识都是非常重要、非常宝贝。
Remember that science and knowledge are very important and very precious.
但是渊博的学识叫人更亲近神。
But it should cause us to draw close to God.
一个很浅薄的学识反而叫人远离神。浅薄 ，very shallow.
A very shallow. Scientists causes
knowledge,
very shallow knowledge causes us to
反而叫人远离神
causes us to become far from God.
一个人知道自己有几个不知道的人，是世界上最伟大的人。
The greatest people are those who know that there are many things they don't know.
所以让我们记得。
So please remember.
今天同样的一件事。
It's the same thing today.
自从马丁路德回带着教会回来。
After Martin Luther brought the church back, at first we didn't know the Bible. Now we do know the Bible. Calvin didn't stand up for
academics.
He just wanted to tell people what their faith was. But gradually, Christianity slowly became a religion.
Because there's a temple.
There's the church building.
有敬拜的人。
There are people who worship.
有神职人员。
There are clergy.
而且同时有神学。
And there's also a theology.
弟兄姊妹，在历史上有一个叫做犹太教。
In history, there was Judaism.
自从马丁路德改革以后。
Ever since the Reformation.
你知道说基督教就诞生了。
You know that Christianity was born.
不过基督教，犹太教有两个形式。
But there were two things about Judaism.
当时一个形式是圣殿的形式。
One was the action of the temple.
你讲的圣殿就讲的 ritual， 讲的礼仪。
When you speak of the temple, you speak of rituals.
你讲到圣殿，你就讲到次序。
And you speak of order.
你就讲到有 clergy， 有带领的一般的人。
There's a group of clergy who are leading.
然后有敬拜的人。
There are worshippers.
所以如果讲到犹太教的话
，If you speak of Judaism，
自从以色列人回到耶路撒冷以后。
After the Jews returned to Jerusalem,
你知道犹太教有一个形式
there was an action.
是圣一个模式一个 the mold 一个 the mold.
They had a mold.
那个形式那个 form 是一个什么 form? 是一个 ritualism, 是一个完全仪式的一个 form, 一个形式
It was a form of ritualism.
所以现在很清楚的
So now it's very clear.
他们回到耶路撒冷
They came back to Jerusalem.
他们有了圣殿
They had the temple.
他们又有祭司。
They also had priests.
所以什么叫做圣殿？什么叫做犹太教呢
？So what is Judaism?
有一个形式。
One form.
那个形式就是圣殿的形式。
It is the form of the temple.
但是反过来。
But on the other hand.
因为他们曾经在巴比伦待过的人。
Because they used to be in Babylon.
在巴比伦虽然没有圣殿，他们有会堂。
There was no temple in Babylon, but there were synagogues.
所以等到他们回来以后。
After they came back.
他们真的形成一个。犹太教的时候
，After they became Judaism，
一面你看见是礼仪的
，You see that it's rituals。
但另一方面，你看见那个形式是会堂的形式。
You also see the form of synagogues。
什么叫会堂的形式
？What does that mean？
你读圣经
You read the Bible. You pray.
现在你看不见祭司。
You can't see the priest.
你看不见圣殿。
You can't see the temple.
你看不见礼仪。
You can't see the rituals.
你要祷告。
But you want to pray.
你要读经。你单单独独的与主发生关系。
You can have an individual relationship with God.
所以明白吗？自从以色